بسم الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. Okay, today this is our 13th session reading from Let's Begin to Read Arabic by Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim. And today the lessons that we're going to take are lessons 24 and lesson 25. Lesson 24 dealing with the letter Dal on page 48 and 49. And lesson 25 dealing with the letter Jim on page 50 and 51. So lesson 24 and 25. Before we look at the lessons for today, I want to take a quick look at the lessons that we took last week. Lesson 22 and 23. Lesson 22 and 23. So if you can turn to page 44 for lesson 22, we're going to review quickly what we did last week, and then after that we will go to the lesson for today. Okay, here it is. Okay. All right, so let's look at the lesson that we took first last week. That is lesson number 22, the letter Fa. By the way, the letter Fa, as we mentioned last week, its pronunciation is similar to the F in the word fat or food. Its articulation point is between the inside of the lower lip and the tips of the upper two front incisors. The two upper front teeth, the tip, yani, of those two front teeth touching the inside of the lower lip. Yani, in the same fashion that you would pronounce F in the word fat. Okay, so this is the letter that we took first last week in lesson number 22, and we're going to just quickly review what we did last week. Okay, so on page 44, lesson 22, line number 1. Line number 1, first word. Kafin. Yani, short, long vowel followed by tanween. Kafin. Okay, we're on page 44, lesson 22, line 1. The first word, kafin. The second word. Okay, with the shadda on the fa. Uff, hold, emphasize the fa, hold it a little bit because it's doubled, right? Uffin, uffin. Second, third word. Anfun. Anfun. The last word? Kayfa. Okay, let's go to the line 2. Line 2. Let me just write this here. 1, 2, 3. Okay, the first word on line 2? Saufa. Okay, this is composed of what? A diphthong, fatha, waw, walaikum salam. A diphthong, fatha, followed by waw with sukoon, and then a short vowel, saufa. Second word, line 2.
Famun.
Famun. Famun. Naam. Short vowel, followed by tanween. Famun. Third word.
Kafun.
Kafun. Hold the shadda on the fa, it's doubled, right? Kafun. Okay, and then the last word on line two?
Lafifun.
Lafifun. Short vowel, long vowel, followed by tanween. Lafifun. Okay, line three, first word.
Fatilun.
Fatilun. Fatilun. Short vowel, long vowel, followed by tanween. Fatilun. Second word.
Fuhu.
Fuhu. Short vowel, long vowel, followed by short vowel. Two syllables. Fuhu. Third word.
Afnanun.
Afnanun. And it's three syllables. Afnanun. We're on page 44, lesson 22, line 3. The last word.
Nafsun.
Short vowel followed by sukun. That's one syllable, naf. And then the last syllable is seen with tanween, nafsun. Okay, turn to page 45. Page 45, lesson 22, line number 4. First word.
Manfushun.
Man three syllables. Short vowel followed by sukun, that's one syllable. Men, followed by long vowel, fu, followed by tanween, shun. Men, fu, shun. Second word, line 4.
Shafatun.
Shafatun. Three syllables. Shafatun. Shafatun. Of course, the ta marbuta has two ways to pronounce it. One, if we stop on it, and the other one, if we continue. We said we're going to always read it in the continual mode. But what if we stopped on it? How would we pronounce the second word?
Shafa.
Naam. It would be pronounced Shafa. Shafa. Yani, meaning the ta marbuta, when you stop on it, it's pronounced like ha, and its vowel, whatever its vowel is, whether it's a single vowel or a double vowel tanween, is not going to be pronounced. So you're just going to pronounce it as though it's S-H-A-F-A-H. Shafa. Shafa. Okay, line 4. We're on page 45, lesson 22. Page 45, line 4, the third word.
Tafshalu.
Now, three syllables. Tafshalu. 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 Remember, the first syllable is composed of ta with fatha, followed by fa with sukun. Whenever you have a letter with sukun, means you're going to join it to the previous letter as one syllable. Taf. Sha-lu. Okay, line 4, last word.
Kafanun.
Kafanun. Kafanun. Okay, let's go to line 5. First word.
Kafana.
Naam. Two long vowels. Short vowel, long vowel, long vowel. Kafana. Kafana. Okay, second word, line 5.
Akufu.
Again?
Akufu.
Naam. Akufu. Akufu, with shadda on the fa, so that means you're joining the first fa to the kaf with dhamma. Akufu, akufu. Okay, line 5, last word.
Nafasun.
Nafasun, nafasun, nafasun. Any question about this lesson? Any question about any of these words? Okay, let's go to the next lesson on page 46. The second lesson that we took last week, lesson 23. Lesson 23 on page 46 and 47. Okay, this particular letter is the letter Tha. Yani, the letter that we're looking at here is Tha. Remember, the letter Tha looks in its shape and its form the same like the letter Ta and the letter Ba. They all look the same except they have different amount of dots. The letter Ba has one dot underneath. The letter Ta has two dots on top. And the letter Tha has three dots on top. Okay, so these letters, Yani Ba, Ta, and Tha, look the same, except for the dots. The dots, the number of dots, or whether the dot is below or above. So please, Yani, pay attention to that and distinguish between these three letters. And also we said the letter Tha resembles another letter that we had previously, which also has three dots, and that is the letter Sheen. The letter Sheen. Okay, it resembles it in that they both have three dots. Otherwise, their shape is not the same, but the three dots might sometimes cause somebody to get confused, okay? The letter Sheen and the letter Tha. They don't sound alike at all, but they both have three dots. The letter Tha is pronounced like the TH in the English word think, or in the English word thought, or in the English word path. Okay? TH in English has two different sounds. This is the TH sound, as in the word think. Think. The tongue has to come outside of the mouth in order to pronounce it. Its articulation point is like the letter Dal. Dal. Yani, which we're going to take today. And it's also articulation point same as the letter Va. The letter Va, which we haven't taken yet. Yani, it's from the top side of the tip of the tongue, the top of the tip of the tongue, and the bottom edges of the two front and top incisors, two top incisors, meaning the top of the tip of the tongue is touching the two front upper teeth. Huh? Tha, tha. The tongue, the top of the tip of the tongue should be touching the two top front teeth, top incisors. Tha, tha. Wa alaykum salam. Okay, so let's look at this letter now. The letter Tha. The letter Tha. We're on page 46, lesson 23, line 1, first word.
Betha.
Betha, with Shadda on the Tha. Betha. Second word.
Thamma.
Thamma, with Shadda on the meme. Thamma. Third word.
Thumma.
Thumma, with Shadda on the meme again. But the difference between these two words, Thamma has Fatha on the Tha, and Thumma has Dhamma on the Tha. Okay, again, page 46, lesson 23, line 1, fourth word. Fourth word.
Thullatun.
Thullatun. Shadda on the lamb. Hold the lamb. Thullatun. Thullatun. If we stopped on this word, how would we pronounce it?
Thulla.
Thulla. Thulla. Naam. Line 1, word number 5, next to the last word.
Thumamun.
Thumamun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Thumamun. Thumamun. Last word, line 1.
Salama.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salama. Salama. Okay, we're on lesson 23, page 46, line 2. First word.
Salama.
Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel, tanween. Four syllables. Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel, tanween. Thalatha. Thalathatun. Thalathatun. If we stop on it, we'll pronounce it. Thalathata? Thalatha. With H on the end. Thalatha. Thalatha. What is Thalatha? The number 3. Now. Okay, line 2, second word. Thawbun. Thawbun. Now. Third word. Thaba. Thaba. Long vowel, short vowel. Thaba. Last word, line 2. Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel, tanween. Ma-thu-ba-tun. 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 If we stop on it, we pronounce it? Ma-thu-ba. Ma-thu-ba. Okay, let's go to the next line, line 3. Next line, line 3. First word. Mathabatun. Mathabatun. Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel, tanween. Mathabatun. Second word. Mathanatun. Mathanatun. Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel, tanween. Third word.
Thamanin.
And last word. No long vowels here. Mathalun. Okay. The last three words all had long vowels, right? This one, no long vowel. Ma, tha, lun. Naam, you have a question?
Third line, second word.
Third one and second word.
Mathanatul. Is that dealing with like the bladder?
Mathanatun, Allahu A'lam. Dealing with the bladder? I don't know that it's dealing with the bladder. You learned the word for the bladder?
I was sitting with someone this week and he said it refers to like the bladder.
Let's look it up, inshallah. Anybody know how to use the dictionary?
Yes.
Please, there's a dictionary over here. We're going to keep moving, but let's try to use our skills, right? Mathanatun. Okay, mathanatun, let's see what's the meaning of it. Yani. What are you going to look for it under? What should we look for it under? What root? What should be its root? Uh-huh. That's possible, but look under Mim Tha Nun. Yeah, sometimes the Mim could be a letter of increase, but in this word, probably not. Okay, so we can try both, but try first Mim Tha Nun. Okay, let's go to the last word. We just read the last word, Mathalun, right?
Yeah,
turn to page 47, line 4. Page 47, line 4. Okay, we're in lesson 23. Page 47, line 4, the first word.
Athnaytu.
Athnaytu. Naam. Second word.
Thabata.
All short vowels, right? Thabata. Thabata. Okay, the third word, pay attention, right? Third word has a shadda on the second letter, and it has a vowel underneath the shadda. The vowel under the shadda means what? Means kasra, even though it's above the letter ba, but it's below the shadda. So the vowel for shadda depends on where it is in reference to the shadda, not in reference to the letter. It's in reference to the shadda. If the line is above the shadda, that means it's fatha. If it's below the shadda, it means it's kasra. Okay, so let's read page 47, line 4, third word. Thabbit. Naam. Thab. Tha fatha ba. Thab. And then another ba with kasra, followed by ta with sukoon. Thabbit. Two syllables. Thabbit. And the last word, all short vowels. Last word, line 4.
Labitha.
Labitha. Labitha. Okay, any question about this lesson? Any question about any of these words? Okay, let's go to the lessons for today. Lesson 24 on page 48 and 49. Lesson 24 on page 48 and 49. Okay, this lesson 24, at the top of the page it says new element, D-A, da. This is like the French D, not the English one. In any case, whatever that means, somebody maybe can help us who knows French. I don't know what the French D is like, but in any case, yani, it's not exactly like D in English. The del in Arabic, is pronounced similar to do, but softer. Maybe the French D is softer. Maybe that's what he means here. In any case, it's a little bit softer. It's not as hard as the D in English. Its articulation point is from the top part of the tip of the tongue and the gum line of the two top incisors. Okay, the top part of the tip of the tongue and the gum line, the two top incisors, the two front teeth, where the gum meets the teeth. The gum line, the letter del is pronounced with the tip of the tongue at the gum line of the two top incisors, and it's from the same articulation point as the letter ta, which we had previously, ta, and the letter pa, which we didn't have yet. The letter pa, which we didn't have yet. But we had ta. Okay, so the tip of the tongue is touching the gum line of the two top upper front teeth. Da, da, da. Okay, that's how it should be pronounced. Okay, let's look at this lesson. On the top of the page, we see the letter del written twice. The first one, going from right to left, is how the del is written when it is alone, in its independent form, when it's not connected to anything. Okay, and the second one is the letter del when it is connected to a letter before it. When it's connected to a letter before it. Now, what we want to say here about the letter Del, Del is a special letter. It's from a group of letters that are a little different than the rest of the letters of the alphabet. In what way is it different? The letter Del. Anybody have any idea? In what way is the letter Del different than the rest of the letters? There's a group of letters, six of them, huh?
It cannot be connected.
Okay. It cannot be connected to what? To the letter that comes after it. It cannot be connected to a letter that comes after it. Okay, this is mentioned in the introduction to the book on page 5. On the first page of the introduction, and halfway down the page, it says, letters are connected to each other in writing, generally in Arabic. But there are six letters that are not connected to letters to the right side that are connected to letters on the right side only, but they are not connected to letters on the left side, yani the letters that follow them. So there are six letters. The letter before it can connect to it, but it cannot connect to a letter after it. Okay? These letters are Aleph, Del, Thel, Ra, Zay, and Wow. Okay, these six letters are what are called non-connectors. They are called non-connectors. This is mentioned and discussed in the introduction, the first page of the introduction on page 5. Okay, so what I want to say about these letters, this letter Del and the letter that is similar to it, Thal, that looks just like it except it has a dot, and the letter Ra and the letter Zay and the letter Aleph and the letter Wow. Okay, what I want to say about them is that never connect them, even if they're in one word, never connect them to the letter that follows them. Okay, even though it's part of one word, you can't connect it to a letter following it. The letter before it, you can connect it. Unless the letter before it is also a non-connector. If the letter before it is a non-connector, then that letter cannot connect to the letter following it. Okay? Otherwise, generally speaking, these letters, they can connect to a letter before them, as long as it's not another non-connector. As far as after them, they don't connect ever to any letter following them. Okay? So you're going to notice in these words that the Del, if it's the first letter or the second letter or the third letter, it's not going to be connected to any letter following it. It's never going to be connected to a letter following it. But if there's a letter before it, because it came second or third or last, then it can connect to the letters before it. Okay, so try to pay attention to this. As far as this pronunciation, it's pronounced from the same articulation point as the letter Ta, Da, Ta, and Fa. These three letters are from the tip of the tongue touching the gum line of the upper two front teeth. Okay, let's see if we can go through this exercise. We're on page 48, lesson 24, the first line. Okay? Okay, the first word is two syllables, a short vowel in Tanween. Da, 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 mun, damun, damun. Okay? The second word.
Dalla.
Shaddu on the lam, right? Dalla. Dalla. Short vowels, but shaddu on the lam. Dalla. Third word.
Adullu.
Adullu. Adullu. Shaddu on the lam again, which means that we're going to have two lambs. One of them, the first of them has sukoon. Therefore, we have to connect it to the letter that's before it. The del with dhamma. And then the next lamb has the vowel dhamma. A-dul-lu. 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 Okay, third word.
Di-kun.
Long vowel and then tanween. Di-kun. Di-kun. Long vowel and then tanween. Di-kun. Last word.
A-din.
Yani A, fatha. Yani Hamza with fatha followed by ya with sukoon is a combination of two different vowel sounds. This is known as a diphthong or medleen in Arabic. Okay, A-din, A-din. Okay, let's read this line together. The same line, line one, all together, everyone. First word.
Damun.
Damun. Second word.
Dalla.
Dalla. Third word.
Adullu.
Adullu. Fourth word.
Dikun.
Dikun. Last word.
Aiden.
Aiden. Okay. Any question about these words? Any question? Okay, line two. Line two, first word.
Shadidun.
Shadidun. Shadidun. Three syllables. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Shadidun. Anybody have any idea what that means? Shadid. Shaheed. Shaheed is a witness. Shadid. From Shidda. Shadid. Strong. Severe. Stern. Nam. Shadid. Line two. Second word. Line two. Second word. Andadun. Andadun. Which word? Mathanatun, it means what?
It says to be firm, strong, solid.
To be firm, strong, solid.
To strengthen.
To strengthen. Consolidate. This is the meaning of the verb. So what's the meaning of the noun that comes from that verb?
Mathana?
Yeah. With ta marbuto on the end.
Firmness.
Firmness. Okay. Backbone here, though, doesn't mean a part of the body. It means, yani, having a backbone means, yani, to be, yeah, yani, something strong, yani, firm. Yani, the meaning of it is firmness, strong, yani, fortitude, strength. Now, okay, in any case, let's go back to lesson 24, line 2. The second word, again, is what?
Andadun.
Andadun. Andadun. And then again, it maybe that word could mean a backbone in the body. I don't know, Allah alam. But it seems as though from the meanings that they gave for the verb, that all of the meanings are in reference to something being firm, strong, yani, like this. Fortitude. Those are the meanings that they gave. Allah alam. In any case, andadun, yani, is three syllables. Hamza with fatha followed by noon with sukoon. That's the first syllable. And the second syllable is a long vowel, da, and the third syllable has tanween, andadun, andadun. Okay, line two, third word.
Dawlatun.
This is also, wa alaykum salam. The first syllable is a diphthong, fatha followed by wow. With sukoon, dao, then a short vowel, la, and then ta marbuta with tanween. Dawlatun. Dawlatun. The last word, three short vowels, last word.
Nada'a.
Bada'a.
Bada'a. Bada'a. Okay, this is a reminder to us of the importance of distinguishing letters that look alike. Ba and noon look alike. Except that ba has a dot underneath it and noon has a dot on top of it. Otherwise, their shape and their form in the beginning and the middle is exactly the same. Except that one has a dot above it and one has a dot below it. So please pay attention to where the nuqta, the dot, please pay attention to where it's placed at. Huh? This word again is what? Last word, line two?
Bada'a.
Bada'a. Bada'a. Bada'a. Huh? No, ba'da, ba'da with ayn, ba'da means after, ba'da'a, yani means to begin something, to begin, ba'da'a, to begin. Okay, let's go to the next, before we go to the next line, let's read this line together, line two, let's read it together, first word.
Shadidun.
Shadidun. Second word.
Andadun.
Andadun. Third word. Dawlatun. Last word?
Bada'a.
Bada'a. Bada'a. Okay, let's go to line three. This word is three syllables, but the first syllable has a sukoon in it. So pay attention to the sukoon on the del. Join it to the ha with dhamma. First word?
Hud.
Hud. Hudun. Hud. Hudun. Hud. Hudun. Hud. Hud. That's the name of a
bird
that's mentioned in the Quran, right? The Hudhud. Suleiman, naam. Hudhudun. Now, second word, line 3.
Hada'a.
Third word. Shadda on the del. Again. Muddatin. Now, muddatin. If we stop on this word, we'll pronounce it?
Mudda.
Okay, line 3, last word. Pay attention to this word, okay? It's a long word. What is this word?
Hadayna.
Naam, hadayna-hu. Yani, short vowel, diphthong, long vowel, short vowel. Okay, we have short vowels, we have long vowels, we have diphthongs. Everything in this one word. Hadayna-hu. Hadayna-hu. Actually, this is a combination of several words joined together into one word. There's a verb, and then there's a pronoun followed by another pronoun. Huh? What is the meaning? Yeah. Hada means to guide, right? Hadayna means we guided. Who? We guided him. Hadaynahu. Naam. So this is a whole sentence. This one word is a whole sentence in Arabic. Hadaynahu. We guided him. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him. Tayyib, are we still on lesson 24? Let's turn to let's read this line together first. Line 3 on page 48. Line 3, first word.
Hud
hudun. Second word.
Hada'a.
Third word.
Muddatin.
Last word. Hadaynahu. Okay, let's turn to page 49, lesson 24, page 49, line 4. Long vowel followed by tanween. First word.
Damin.
Second word.
Tadumu.
Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel. Three syllables. Tadumu. Last word.
Baladun.
That's also a famous word. We have a Quran, a surah in the Quran. So balad, right? Balad. Balad means what? A city or a country. Baladun. Naam. Okay, let's read this line together. Line 4. Line 4, first word.
Damin.
Second word.
Tadumu.
Third word.
Baladun.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning of lesson 24 on page 48, line 1, and let's read individually. Line 1, first word. Naam, Suleiman? Suleiman, I got it finally. Naam, first word.
Damun.
Okay, Suleiman, you want to give us the second one too? No? Okay. that way I have to remember your name again, right? I'll call on you later. See if I can still remember it by then. Okay, Abdul Shakur. Second word.
Dalla.
Shadda on the lamb. Dalla. Third word. Naam, Abdullahi.
Adullu.
Adullu. Naam, shadda on the lamb. Adullu. Fourth word. Naam, Yusuf. Fourth word.
Dekun.
Last word. Suleiman. Huh? Aiden. Okay, let's go to line 2. Lesson 24. Page 48. Line 2. First word. Mustafa.
Shadidun.
Second word. Naam, Hassan. Brain is slow today. Andadun. Third word. Naam, Salahuddin.
Dawlatun.
Last word. Abdul Hadi.
Badda.
Say it again.
Badda.
Naam. Badda. Be careful between Hamza and Ayn. Ayn is ah, and Hamza is just ah. Badda. Okay, line 3, first word. Naam, who didn't read yet? Anybody want to read? Didn't read yet? First word, line 3. Okay, Naam, Muhammad.
Hud hudun.
Second word. Mustafa. Hada'a. Hada'a. Third word. Salahuddin.
Muddatin.
Last word. Naam, Abdul Aziz. Hadaynahu. Okay, turn to page 49. Line 4. First word. Who didn't read yet? Anybody want to read? Didn't read yet? First word. Naam, Abdul Shakur.
Damin.
Second word. Mustafa.
Tadumu.
Last word. Anybody who didn't read yet want to read? Naam. Fadl.
Baladun.
Good. Ahsant. Okay. Any question about the letter dal? Okay. Remember, dal, it looks like another letter that we didn't take yet. That's the letter dal. Dal. Okay. Be careful from that. And also, we want to remember about the letter dal and thal and the other four letters that are non-connectors, that you will notice they will never be connected to the letter following them. They will never be connected to the letter following them, although they can connect to the letter before them as long as that letter is not also a non-connector. Any question about the letter dal? Walaikum salam. Any question about the letter dal? Okay, let's turn to the next lesson. Lesson 25 on page 50 and 51. Lesson 25 on page 50 and 51. Okay, this is the letter Jim. It says lesson 25, new element, J-A, yani the letter Jim. The letter Jim is pronounced like J in just. From the middle of the tongue, okay, not the tip, or the front, or the top of the tongue, the middle of the tongue, and the roof of the mouth that lies opposite to it. Yani the middle of the tongue and the roof of the mouth above it, the jim is pronounced from there, from the back, middle of the tongue. Not all the way back, but from the middle. It's not from the tip of the tongue like some of the other letters that we have seen up until now. It's from the back. Okay, so it's pronounced, yani like J in just. Alright, this letter, Jim, is easy for us to pronounce, inshallah. I don't think we'll have any trouble with it. What I want to note here is that we have on the top of the page the letter Jim written twice. The first Jim, from right to left, is the Jim, how it is written in its original form, when it is alone, when it is independent, when it's not connected to anything. Okay? But as we know from other letters in the past, that when we connect the letter, we're going to modify it a little bit, right? So what's going to happen here is the last part of the letter Jim, the bottom part of it, is going to be cut off in order for us to connect it to what's following. So we just cut off that bottom part and then we just draw a line like we see in the second Jim. And we have the top part of the Jim with the bottom part cut off, and then there's a line there to connect to the letter following it. As far as if it was in the middle between two letters, it would look like the second Jim, except it will have another line in front of it to connect to what's before it. And it'll just have two lines, as we'll see as we read through the lessons. I'll try to remember to point out the jim when it comes in the middle, okay? When it's on the end, it's going to look like the first jim, the independent jim, except it's going to have a line, yani before it, to connect to it from a letter that's before it. And also, I'll try to point out, yani if we see any jim that came here, we'll see it, yani connected to a letter before it on the end. What it looks like the original jim, except that it has a letter to connect to, what it has a line to connect to whatever is before it. Okay, so this jim, it has an initial form in the beginning with one line to connect to what's after it, and then it has a line on both sides if it's in the middle, and it has a line, yani it has its original form with a line leading to it to connect to what's before it if it's on the end. Okay, the letter Jim, its name is Jim, the sound of it is Ja, with Fatta, G, with Kasra, Ju, with Dhamma. Ja, Ji, Ju. Okay? This letter is in a famous word that all of us know, yani, it's the fifth pillar of Islam called Hajj. Yani, Ha, Jim, with Shadda. Hajj. Naam, Hajj. So we know this letter. We say it all the time. It's easy for us to pronounce. Should be easy for us here. Okay, let's go. They're going to call the adhan in a minute. Or he's going to call the adhan in a minute. One person. Not they, right? And then we're going to come back to this lesson, okay? This is the letter Jim. It's lesson 25, page 50, line 1. First word.
Tajun.
Tajun. Long vowel, tanween. Second word.
Najin.
Najin. Long vowel, tanween. Najin. Third word.
Maujun.
A diphthong. Fatha, wow with sukoon. Maujun. Fourth word.
Faujun.
Faujun. Another diphthong with a tanween. Faujun. And the last word?
Shadja.
Shadja. Jim on the end. This is how Jim looks on the end. Okay? It's connected to a sheen. This is how it looks. Like the original form of Jim with just a little line to connect to the letter before. Shadja. Shadja. Okay, let's turn back to the lesson. Bismillah. Lesson 25, page 50. And 51. We're on page 50. Lesson 25, page 50. We just got finished reading line 1. Let's read it together. Line 1, page 50. First word.
Tajun.
Tajun. Second word.
Najin.
Najin. Third word.
Maujun.
Maujun. Fourth word.
Faujun.
Faujun. Last word.
Shadja.
Shadja. Shadja. Taib. Line 2. Line 2. First word, short vowel, diphthong, short vowel. Three syllables. A short vowel, a diphthong, and a short vowel. First word.
Najauta.
Najauta. Okay, this is the letter Jim when it's in the middle. This is the letter Jim when it's in the middle. There's a noon before and a vowel after it. Okay? This is how Jim looks when it's in the middle, in its modified form, to connect to something before it and something after it. Okay? Najauta. Second word.
Ajib.
Ajib. Ajib. Ajib. Yani Hamza with Fatha, followed by Jim with Kesra, followed by Ba with Sukoon. Two syllables. Ajib. 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 What does it mean, Ya Abdulaziz? Ajib an al-as'ila til-atiya. Answer. Now, means answer. Yani it's a command form. Means answer the question. Answer the question. Ajib. Okay, we still on line 2. Last word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Three syllables. Last word.
Mujibun.
Mujibun. Mujibun. Naam. Let's read this line together. Line 2, first word.
Najauta.
Second word?
Ajib.
Ajib. Ajib. Last word?
Mujibun.
Now, let's go to line 3. Line 3. We're still in lesson 25, page 50. Line 3. First word is a long vowel and a short vowel. Two syllables. First word?
Jaba.
Jaba. Jaba. Second word?
Jihadun.
All short vowels. Jihatun. 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 What if we stopped on this word? How would we pronounce it?
Jiha.
Jiha. Jiha. As though there's an H on end with no vowels. Because ta marbuta, when you stop on it, you don't pronounce as vowels. You just pronounce it like a H sound, ha, with no vowels. Jiha. Jiha. Okay, third word, line 3. This is a long one. Yani, the first syllable is including the letter with sukoon. The second syllable is a diphthong. The third syllable is a long vowel. And the last syllable is a short vowel. Okay, so there's a lot of stuff here. Look at it carefully. Third word, line 3.
Anjaynahu.
Anjaynahu. Anjaynahu. Naam, anjaynahu. And this is also a complete sentence also. Naja means to save, and Jaina means we saved him. We saved him. Okay, last line, line 3, last word, short vowel, long vowel, short vowel, tanween. Last word.
Da-ja-tun.
Nam. Da-ja-ja-tun. Tun. Dajajatun. Dajajatun. If we stop on it, how we pronounce it?
Dajaja.
Dajaja. This is the word that you need to know if you go to Hajj. This is what you're going to be eating all the time. Dajaja wa ruz. Dajaja wa ruz. Chicken and rice. Chicken and rice. Dajaja wa ruz. Go to any restaurant, tell them Dajaja wa ruz. Khalas, no problem, it's ready. Alright, this is, let's read line 3 all together again. Page 50, lesson 25. Line 3, first word.
Jaba.
Second word. Jihatun. Jihatun. Third word.
Anjaynahu.
And the last word. Dajajatun. Okay, let's turn to page 51. Lesson 25, page 51, line number 4. The letter Jim. The letter Jim. Okay, line 4, first word.
Jidalun.
Jidalun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Jidalun. Also, if you go to Hajj, this is something you should not be engaged in. Jidal. Yani?
Arguing
and disputing. Jidal. Naam. Second word, line 4, all short vowels, 3 syllables.
Sajada.
Sajada. Sajada. Yani means, we all know this word. To prostrate. Yani he prostrated. Sajada. Okay, the next word, third word, line 4.
Masjidun.
Masjidun. Also, everybody knows the meaning of this word. And the last word.
Majidun.
Majidun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. 3 syllables. Majidun. What does this mean? Innaka hamidun majidun. Yani, majestic. Yani, glorious like this. Naam. This is what we say in the tashahud about Allah. Innaka hamidun majidun. You are praiseworthy and majestic or glorified. Okay, let's read this line together. Line 4, first word.
Jidalun.
Second word.
Sajada.
Sajada. Third word.
Masjidun.
Masjidun. Last word.
Majidun.
Okay, let's go to line 5, page 51, lesson 25. Line 5, first word. Short, all short vowels, 3 syllables. First word.
Ajidu.
Ajidu. It's from the verb wajada yajidu. Anna? Ajidu. To find. Wajada. To find. Ajidu. But it's a mudari verb. Okay, first word. Ajidu. Second word. Short vowel, short vowel, tanween. Again?
Jamalun.
Jamalun. Like Kamalun, right? Jamal. That's the English word Kamal, comes from the Arabic word Jamal. Naam. Jamal. Jamalun. Okay, third word. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Third word.
Jamalun.
Jamalun. Jamalun. Huh? Jamalun means something completely different than Jamalun. So you have to be careful. Jamalun and Jamalun. The only difference between them is what? The second syllable and the first one is short and the second one is long. But the meaning, if you tell somebody, Anta Jamalun, yani, or Indak Jamal, or something like this, yani Jamal means like Jameel. What's the meaning of Jameel?
Beautiful.
Beautiful, handsome, beautiful, Jamal. But Jamal means camel, a camel, an animal, right? So be careful between Jamal and Jamal. Okay, the last word, line 5, short vowel, long vowel, tanween.
Jihadun.
Jihadun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Okay, let's read this line together. Here. No, behind the curtain right here, by the telephone. Okay, line 5, let's read it all together. First word.
Ajidun.
Ajidun. Second word.
Jamalun.
Jamalun. Third word.
Jamalun.
Jamalun. Last word.
Jihadun.
Jihadun. Jihadun. Did we read the last word?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Jihadun. Okay. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of this lesson on page 50. Let's read individually. Lesson 25, page 50, line 1. Somebody take the first word. Naam, Mustafa.
Tajun.
Tajun. Second word, Abdullahi.
Najin.
Third word, Yusuf.
Maujun.
Fourth word, Hassan.
Faujun.
Last word. Abdul Shakur. His hand is going slow. I'm trying to figure out, should I go or not? Last word. Fatah.
Shadja.
Okay, line 2, first word. Naam, Muhammad. Najauta. Second word. Naam, Abdul Wali.
Ajib.
Third word. Last word. Naam, who didn't read yet? Who wants to read who didn't read? Nobody wants to read who didn't read? Okay, Naam, Mustafa.
Mujibun.
Line 3. First word. Abdul Shakur.
Jaba.
Second word. Naam. Okay, Muhammad.
Jihatun.
Third word. Naam. Abdul Hadi.
Anjaynahu.
Last word. Salahuddin.
Dajajatun.
Okay, turn to page 51, line 4. Wow, it seems like I smell some dajaja. Wow, they're cooking dajaja out there. Wow. Taib. Line 4, first word, Abdul Shakur. Did you raise your hand?
Yeah, I was about to raise.
Sort of like, huh?
Jidalun.
Naam. Second word. Abdul Wali.
Sajada.
Third word. Mustafa.
Masjidun.
Last word. Hassan.
Majidun.
Line 5. First word. Naam. Abdul Hafiz.
Ajidu.
Second word. Naam, Salahuddin.
Jamalun.
Third word. Jamalun. Make it long though.
Jamalun.
Last word. Naam, Abdul Hadi.
Jihadun.
Any question about this letter Jim or the letter Del? Any question about these two letters? Again, I cannot emphasize the importance of review. Yani muraja'a, al-muraja'a, review. Please review as much as possible. The more you read, or likewise, the more you write, the easier it becomes. And the better you become at it, at recognizing the letters and pronouncing them correctly, or being able to write them without looking. Yani like you tracing something. You want to just be able to see the word and be able to write it. It comes from practice, okay? You want to be able to hear a word and just write it. But you have to practice. Okay, you have to practice reading. You have to practice writing. You have to practice listening. Yani, read the lesson to somebody, have them read it back to you. Okay? We have 5 steps that we recommend for doing each lesson. If you follow those 5 steps, you can master each lesson. By the time we finish this book, it will be easy for you. It will be easy for you to really read almost anything that you see in Arabic. I'm not saying you'll be able to translate it easily, but you'll be able to read it. Yani, for now, we want to start with what? Reading the Mus'haf. We want to open the Book of Allah and we want to read it in Arabic. In Arabic, okay? And you'll be able to do that, inshallah. At the end of this book, there are 10 lessons that are special rules for reading that will help you in order to be able to read from the Mus'haf. Those special rules. After we finish all the letters of the alphabet, we're going to take these 10 lessons. They're very short lessons. That give us some special rules for reading and writing that will help you and make it easy for you to read from the Mus'haf. Inshallah, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. But it does require a lot of practice. Any question? Any question about the lessons for today? Okay, let's go for our review. Yani, in the time that's remaining, let's go for our review to lesson 1. Last week we read from lesson 10, 11 to 21. Last week we read from lesson 11 to 21. Yeah, we did 11 lessons last week in review. So today, inshallah, we're going to try to do 10. Maybe, if we can. If we can't, we'll do whatever we can. We're going to start with lesson number 1. Okay, again, if you have been reviewing these lessons from the beginning, by now, we have reached 20-something, right? That's like 12 weeks. If you have been reviewing lesson 1 for 12 weeks, you probably by now memorized it. Like, you probably don't have to look at the page. I'm not saying that you should memorize it, but I'm saying it becomes so easy that you don't even have to hardly look, because you know these words so well, because you've read them so many times. This is what happens when a person reads the Quran over and over and over again. It becomes easy to read. If you don't read it often, it will be difficult for you. But if you read regular, if you're always reading the Quran, you'll find it becomes easy to read. Especially certain surahs that you read more regular, the more you read it, the easier it becomes. Yani, if a person couldn't read Arabic very well, but they can read, and they start practicing, they will find that the more you read something, the easier it becomes. If a person was to follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and on Yawmul Jum'ah, they were reading Surah Al-Kahf. After some time, after a few months, few years, it will become easy to read a surah that in the beginning may have been very difficult for them to read. And you try it. If you haven't been reading Surah Al-Kahf, when you finish this and you're able to actually read, then just start reading it every Jumu'ah. That's from the Sunnah. And you will find that the first time you read it, you'll find difficulty, no doubt. The second time, third time, fourth time, after a few months, you'll start being able to read some words with ease. And other words may still be difficult. But if you keep practicing, and you're consistent with it, and you stick to it, reading it with the intention of yani, it being an act of worship, a means of nearness to Allah, and a way to earn the pleasure of Allah and His reward on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. If a person does that and you're consistent with it, not only will you be able to read better, but inshallah you'll be piling up al-hasanat for Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Because every letter in the Quran that you read, you get how many rewards for it? Al-hasana bi-ashri amthaliha. Every good deed, yani is multiplied by 10. The Prophet ﷺ said every letter, every harf, you will get 10 rewards for it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous, and Allah is rich, and He might multiply more than that, as the Prophet ﷺ said, yani 10 times, ila sab'i miyya, ila ma sha Allah. Yani that a one good deed may be rewarded in a multiple of 10, up to 700, or as much as Allah wills. As much as Allah wills. And it's easy for Allah to give more reward. It's no problem. Allah is rich.
Even if you struggle reading it, it's
blessings. If you struggle reading it, you get double the blessings. So for us, inshallah, we're going to get double blessings, inshallah. Okay, let's read. Let's review. Lesson number 1, page 9. Lesson number 1, page 9. Okay, this is the letter Meem. And we're going to read the first line, first word.
Mima.
Mi, ma. Second word.
Mu, mi.
Third word.
Ma.
Fourth word.
Mi, mi.
Last word.
Mu, mu.
Second line, first word.
Mi, mu, ma.
Second word.
Ma, mi, mu.
Ma, mi, mu. Third word.
Mi, ma, mu, mi.
Okay, turn to page 10. Second lesson, lesson number 2, the letter Noon, N, the letter Noon, line 1.
Na, na.
Second word.
Ni, nu.
Third word.
Nu, ni.
Fourth word.
Na, na, ni.
Fifth word.
Ni, na, nu.
Last word.
Nu, ni, na.
Line 2, first word.
Mina.
Second word.
Na, mi.
Third word.
Manu.
Fourth word.
Na, ma, na.
Last word.
Mi, na, mi.
Okay, turn to page 11. Turn to page 11. This is a new lesson. Lesson 3, page 11, dealing with sukoon. Sukoon means what? The absence of a vowel. It means that letter has no vowel. In reading practice, If a letter has sukoon, it means you're going to join it to the letter before to make one syllable. Okay? Sukoon means the absence of a vowel. It means that letter has no vowel. In order to pronounce it, you got to join it to whatever is before it. Okay? Page 11, line 1. First word?
Men.
Men. Second word?
Min.
Min. Third word?
Nam.
Nam. Last word?
Nimna.
Nimna. By the word men, the first word on line 1, men, means who. And the word min with kasra means from. From. Nam. Okay, lesson 4, page 12, the letter lam. The letter lam. L. The letter lam. First line, first word.
Nil.
Mil. Second word.
Nal.
Nel. Third word.
Lam.
Lem. Fourth word.
Lan.
Len. Fifth word.
Liman.
Liman. Liman. Line 2, first word.
Lumna.
Lumna. Second word.
Milna.
Milna. Third combination.
Lam
nanam. Lam nanam. Lam nanam. Last combination.
Lam
namil. Lam is a particle of negation. Yani, to negate something, okay? So we'll see, yani, that coming when we're reading from Quran, we'll see lam and la and ma and len often.
You said it's a negation.
Particle of negation. To negate something, to say not. Yani. I did not lam nanam, yani from nama yanamu nanamu lam nanam. We did not sleep. That's why, and we're having trouble today. You have to sleep at night. Okay, lesson 4, page 12, line 3. First combination.
Lam nanal.
Lam nanal. Second combination.
Lam
nalum. Lam nalum. Lam nalum. Last word.
Malalna.
Malalna. Malalna. Page 13, lesson 5. Yani new element that is shadda. Yani shadda is the little double U. It means that the consonant is doubled. The double U, small W on the top of a letter, means the consonant is doubled. Okay, in pronunciation, what happens with it? The shadda means that the letter is doubled. It's twice, written twice. I mean, it's pronounced twice. The first one has sukoon, and the second one has the vowel that's written with the shadda. It's important to remember that shadda means the first of the double letter has sukoon. And in reading, it means you have to pronounce that first letter with the letter before it as one syllable, okay? So try to keep that in mind as we read the first line, first word.
Manna.
Manna. Okay, it's two noons. The first noon has sukoon, so it's pronounced with the meme with fatta. Men. And then the second noon has the vowel fatta, na. Men, na. When you join it together, you say, menna. Menna. Second word.
Namma.
Namma. Third word.
Lamma.
Lamma. Last word.
Malla.
Malla. Line 2. Line 2, first word. Namunnu. Second word.
Nalummu.
Nalummu. Last word.
Mananna.
Mananna. Page 14. Page 14. Lesson 6. The new concept here is the long vowel. Alif maddiya. Yani fatta followed by alif. Alif never has a vowel of its own. When fatta is followed by alif, if it's not a seat for hamza, it means it's elongation. So meme with fatta is ma. Meme with fatta followed by aleph, ma. Two counts, okay? Twice as long. Page 14, line 1, first word.
Mala.
Mala. Second word.
Nama.
Nama. Third word.
Nimna.
Nimna. Fourth word.
Nanamu.
Nanamu. Last word.
Milna.
Milna. Line 2, first word.
Nilna.
Nilna. Second word.
Lumna.
Lumna. Third word.
Nama.
Nama. Two long vowels. Nama. Fourth word.
Linna.
Linna. Last word.
Lana.
Lana. Line 3. First word.
La.
La. Yani la. Here what we have is a combination of lam and aleph. When lam is followed immediately by aleph, You join them together. You join them together. That's lam plus aleph joined together. It's written in this special way. Yani lam fatta aleph means no. La. La. Give me your money. La. Huh? You elongate it. Naam. It's elongation. Fatta followed by aleph. Huh? Somebody caught that one. You're all not sleeping, I'm sure of that. Okay, page 15, lesson 6, page 15, line 4, first word.
Lama.
Lama. Second word.
Lana.
Lana. Last word.
Lama.
Lama. Okay, page 16, lesson 7, the letter, the consonant, ha. The consonant, ha. Okay, the consonant, ha. Remember there are two H's in Arabic. Yani ha as in huwa or Allahu, and ha as in hamd and Muhammad. Huh? This is the one as in Allahu. Huh? Huwa. Okay, it's an easy sound to pronounce. The letter ha. Page 16, line 1, first word.
Hum.
Hum. Second word.
Hunna.
With shadda. Hunna. Third word.
Hal.
Hal. Fourth word.
Hamma.
Hamma. Last word.
Hana.
Line 2. First word.
Laha.
Laha. Second word.
Lahum.
Lahum. Third word.
Nahaha.
Nahaha. Fourth word.
Nahahu.
Nahahu. Last word.
Nahana.
Nahana. Line 3. First word.
Minhu.
Minhu. Second word.
Lahu.
Lahu. Third word.
Lahu.
Lamahu. Long, short, short. Lamahu. Last word.
Maluhu.
Maluhu. Long, short, short. Maluhu. Page 17. New lesson. 8. The letter, the consonant, kaf. Its name is kaf. Its sound is ka. And ka should be distinguished from qa. Qa. Qa is further back at the end of the tongue, just before the throat. And kaf is just before it. Ka, qa. Ka, ka. We want ka here, okay? Page 17, lesson 8, line 1, first word.
Hunaka.
Hunaka. Second word.
Nahaka.
Nahaka. Third word.
Munaka.
Munaka. Last word.
Laka.
Laka. Line 2, first word.
Laka.
Short vowels, right? Laka. Second word.
Lucky.
Lucky. Third word.
Kana.
Kana. Fourth word.
Kana.
Long. Two long vowels, right? Kana. Last word.
Kama.
Kama. Line 3. First word.
Kaman.
Kaman. Pay attention to the second word. The shadda is on the lam with fatha followed by aleph for elongation. Second word.
Kalla.
Kalla. Third word.
Kunna.
Kunna. Last word.
Lakana.
Lakana. Somebody pass a chair from over there. Bring him a chair.
Yes,
sir. Please. No, I was trying to get you some facilities. Okay, let's turn to page 18. Page 18, line 4. Page 18. Line 4. First word.
Kulluhum.
Kulluhum. Second word.
Kulluna.
Kulluna. Third word.
Kulluha.
Kulluha. Last word.
Kun.
Kun. Page 19. New lesson. Lesson 9. The consonant ta. The consonant ta. Remember we said today we had the letter del. Del and ta have the same articulation point. Da. Ta. Da. Ta. Yani the top of the tongue touching the gum line of the upper front teeth. Ta. 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 This should be distinguished from the letter pa, which is from the same articulation point. Pa, as in ta'am or mata'am. This is ta. Ta. Okay. Lesson 9. Page 19. Line 1. First word.
Mata.
Mata. Second word.
Lata.
Lata. Third word.
Hati.
Hati. Last word.
Kanat.
Kanat. Second line. Second line. First word.
Kuntu, second word.
Kunti.
Kunti, third word.
Kunta.
Kunta, last word.
Mittu.
Shadda on the ta, again.
Mittu.
Mittu. Nam. Line three. Line three. First word.
Lanat.
Lanat. Second word.
Lamat.
Lamat. Third word.
Hanat.
Hanat. Last word.
Linta.
Linta. Turn to page 20. Lesson 9. Line 4. Line 4. Page 20. Line 4. First word.
Tanamu.
Tanamu. Second word.
Tuhanu.
Tuhanu. Third word.
Tukalu.
Tukalu. Last word.
Talaha.
Talaha. Two long vowels. Talaha. Line 5. First combination.
Lam
taku. Lam taku. Second combination.
Lam
takun. Last combination.
Lam
nakun. Lam nakun. Last line. Line 6. First word.
Takinnu.
Takinnu. Walaikum salam. Shadda on the noon. Takinnu. Second word has shadda on the calf. Be careful. Second word. Mekkanat. Hold the calf. Hold the calf. The shadda on the calf. Mekkanat. Mekkanat. Two K's. Mekkanat. Third word.
Tilka.
Tilka. Last word.
Tilkum.
Page 21. Lesson number 10. The letter, the consonant, ba. The consonant ba. Ba is pronounced from where in the mouth?
Ba.
Lips. From the lips. Ba. Ba. Yani like from the same place as similar to meme and wow are all from the lips, but different way of shaping the lips to pronounce them. Ba. The letter ba. Lesson 10, page 21, line 1. Line 1.
Taba.
Taba. Second word.
Haba.
Haba. Third word.
Nahabu.
Nahabu. Last word.
Kataba.
Kataba. Line 2. First word.
Katabtu.
Second word.
Katabta.
Third word.
Katabti.
Katabti. Last word.
Katabna.
Katabna. Line 3. First word.
Buhita.
Again, no long vowels.
Buhita.
Buhita. Second word.
Bihi.
Third word.
Tubtu.
Fourth word.
Tubti.
Tubti. Last word.
Tubta.
Tubta. Page 22, lesson 10, line 4. First word.
Tubna.
Tubna. Second word.
Tabat.
Tabat. Last word.
Takubu.
Again.
Takubu.
Takubu. Line 5, first word.
Bima.
Bima. Second word.
Bika.
Bika. Third word.
Become.
Become. Last word.
Be him.
Okay, it's 1:16. We went 1 minute over time. Pardon us for that one. 10 lessons we just reviewed in 15 minutes. If you take 15 minutes a day, you can easily review whatever you have to do in the course of a day, every day. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, it's easy. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.